Yo, everybody come get your bounce on, get your bounce on, get your bounce on. Don't be cute with it, you gotta get, come on. Fifth ward, fourth ward. Come on, sing it.
I never knew. Use this one. No. Use this one. There you go. Hey, what's up, y'all? What's up, everybody? We are here live and in living color. It's Friday, so that means it's Freedom Friday. Now, we ain't sipping on mimosas today. We're just sipping on some coffee today. I had two NRGs, so y'all already know.
Oh, what's up?
It's getting ready to be on right now. Yeah. It's getting ready to be on, just so y'all know. Y'all better buckle up. Y'all better get ready because this thing getting ready to get crazy out here. You know what we do on this show, guys? We bridge gaps. We absolutely know we're going to say things that are going to make some people mad, but we're also going to say some things that are going to bridge some gaps today. And that's the whole premise for this show, guys. We want to make sure that we say something on this show. If it only touches one person today, if only one person gets a gap bridged today, then guess what? We're cool with that because we understand 100% that you will absolutely never, ever, ever please everybody. So we appreciate you guys being live with us on the grind today on Blog Talk Radio out there, guys. We love y'all. Thank you guys for helping us drive our ratings up by dialing into the show. If you're dialed into the show, you can also dial in 646-668-2564. Again, a little slower, 646-668-2564. Hit the number one, right? Hit the number one, and you'll be able to raise your hand, will get raised, and we'll know you're there if you actually have a comment. If you want to go on live with Nate and Pam, guys, right here on the grind, man. So what's going on, Pam McCray?
Everything is everything. Everything is going on Friday. It's Friday. On. Yes. Everything. Great morning to everybody on the grind. We want to say happy Friday to each and every one of you out there in Blog Talk Radio Land. Everybody that's jumping on Facebook, everybody that's jumping on Instagram, just hello. I mean, it's another great day for us to get up and to be great. So therefore, we got to be thankful, right?
Another great day, another great start to a weekend. Don't know what the weather looks like where you are
right
now, but it's a little cold, but we're expecting some sun.
Yeah, we are. We're expecting some decent weather today.
Sun today.
Out here on the West Coast. I tell you, it's been cold, all right? It's definitely been cold out here,
right? A little cold. For those of you on the West Coast, you understand what we're saying, man. So man, let's jump into this thing because I don't want to tarry. We want to talk about a topic today, man, that has been very, very controversial. I don't want to say that it's been controversial. But it was a topic worth actually taking some notes on. I know this isn't a scripted show.
Oh, we got notes.
Yeah, but it was a topic worth actually, doing a little bit of studying on and understanding what this thing really means because, you know, we talk about the law of attraction all the time,
mm-hmm.
and we talk about how it actually relates to us and each person and whatever it is that they're doing, the law of attraction actually kicks in, right? So go ahead, because I need to get there.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I mean, definitely when you think about the law of attraction, it really boils down to you really asking yourself, you know, what are you really attracting into your life, right? And therefore, we have to make sure that we are paying attention to the things that we do, to the things that we say, to the things that we put out there into the atmosphere, because you truly attract the things that really start from the inside. So when you think about the law of attraction, it really has a lot to do with what's going on with the inside, because what's going on with the inside of each and every one of us is going to begin to manifest on the outside. And because we begin to give out those vibrations, we begin to give out that type of energy. And the type of energy that we are now giving out is the type of energy that we'll begin to attract in our lives. You know, we always say that in what we do, right? And I really would have to say in any type of business that you want to be successful in is that you truly have to become the person that you're looking for. And when we understand that it all starts from within, that now you're going to begin to grow, you're going to begin to change, you're going to begin to, you know, think differently, act differently, move differently. And as we're doing this, we now begin to attract these things into our life. And so a lot of it just has to do with all of that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So when you think of when everyone thinks of the law of attraction, people will typically think of outside in, right? And we talk a lot about outside in as well, but we also talk a lot about inside out. I think we talk more about inside out than we do outside in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's important. That's where everything really, really happens at is on the inside first. So the law of attraction is so profound because Pam is right. You get back what you put out, right? But there's another part to that.
Mm-hmm.
And guys, this is going to help you guys get unstuck because some of you are trying to attract other people or other things into your life. Namely, we can just name one that's the elephant in the room, wealth.
Right.
You know, everybody wants to attract wealth into their life, but they're not doing the correct actions to get the wealth into their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's sitting back naming it and claiming it, and nobody's going out and doing any work for it, right? And I believe that's what's happening,
yeah,
fam.
Yeah.
I think people have gotten hung up on the fact that, you know, there's power in words. But when you say that there are power in words, because we've heard that before, the power in the words can either hurt one of two people.
Mm-hmm.
It can either hurt you, or it can either hurt the people that hear what you say.
Right.
So everything that comes out of your mouth needs to be tempered by what is in between your ears.
Absolutely.
Right? So you need to be conscious about what you say. Even on the show, we have to be conscious about what we say because it could cause somebody to stumble.
Absolutely.
Right.
That's
so
good.
You know. So hopefully, our prayer on this show is to always say the things that are fulfilled. That are pleasant and pleasing, you know, unto the ears of God. So we make sure that we're always 100% above board on that regard. But there are some things that we've heard before, and we've kind of shied away from them. And I want to make this statement: the unknown is scary. The unknown is scary.
Mm-hmm.
What's on the inside, you can't see.
Right.
Right. So it's a little scary. You know, we always make the joke. We say, you know, somebody says, we know they're pretty on the inside. Well, flip them inside out. You know, we need to see the inside, you know, but the inside always manifests itself to the outside.
Absolutely.
It has nothing to do with your physical appearance. I've seen some very beautiful people that are just ugly as heck on the inside. And I've seen some very non-aesthetic people that are beautiful on the inside. And how do we correlate the two? How do we bring that together and say, you know, how do I always flow from the inside out? And when we think about things that we don't know being scary, we can't see those things. We think about the word meta. We've heard certain phrases like, you know, metaphysical and all this. And Pam and I were talking about that the other day, right? And meta, it really is like, you think about meta, it's just like faith. It's what you don't see physically, right? It's the inner.
Right.
And everything that you do to attract someone, right, should be done from the inside out.
Right.
Everything starts on the inside. So the first person that you have to attract into your life is who? You.
Self.
Right.
Right.
Self.
You have to
be attracted to your own life first. And how do you get attracted to a life that you don't yet have? Right. There are some things that we always talk about, belief, you know, being sold out, you know, for what it is that you want. But we want to talk about a few components of how you really tap into the law of attraction. And we know that we don't want to let the outside control the inside. The outside is the opinions of others, right? The places that we choose to go,
right?
That aren't healthy for us, the people that we choose to listen to, that aren't healthy for us. They're not living the lives that they're telling you to live. So hypocrisy is rampant, right? So the outside forces are what discourage a lot of people. And then when we take the law of attraction deeper,
mm-hmm.
and we start talking about the internal and really thinking about what is the thing that you want to attract into your life. For some people, it could be a spouse,
mm-hmm.
you know. For some people, it could be I want a new house. I want a new car. I want more energy. I want better health.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of things that you want to attract in your life. We're not limiting you to one.
Right.
So there are a lot of things that you want to attract in your life. So when you want to attract these things in your life, the question is, what are you doing to get those things into your life? Right.
Right. And that's exactly right, because many times we want these things,
mm-hmm.
right? But we're not doing anything in to even begin to attract these things into our life. And that's what you talk mm-hmm. about. We can sit back and we can claim it. But if we're not putting forth the proper action, doing the right activities, growing from the inside so that now it can appear on the outside, we'll never have these things.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, what's on the inside is always going to manifest on the outside. So therefore, we got to make sure that we're working on the inside of us on a everyday with an everyday mentality.
Mm-hmm.
Because as we're now changing on the inside, now we're going to begin to do whatever it is that's necessary for whatever that very thing is that we want to accomplish in our life.
Right.
So, you know, when we want success, when we want financial freedom, when we want time freedom, when we want some of the nicer things in life, what are we doing? But it all starts from within. It all, just like you said, it starts between, you know, here and, you know, these two ears, the mind, right? The mind from within, because at the end of the day, what's on the inside is always going to manifest to the outside.
Right.
So what are we doing from the inside so that now it can come?
So we can get.
So yeah.
Can so attract.
Now we can get. So that so now we can attract it, because I can say that I could just take my personal life. Once I began to realize that I needed to change, okay, because I wanted so many different things in life that weren't happening, okay, I allowed fear to stop me. I allowed being shy to be an excuse. You know, sometimes we begin to believe the lies that we tell ourselves, and I started to believe the lies that I was telling myself until I began to realize, listen, it's only my fault on where I am in life. All right, to believe the things that maybe I grew up hearing, the negativity, the different situations that may have been in. But then I realized, okay, wait a minute. I got to take control. I got to work on me. All right, if I want to see some of the blessings that God has already promised me that I could have in my life, what am I going to do about it so that I can work on me to grow so that, you know what, I can become the person that I for real was created to be. That's where created for greatness came from, because God gave me that, and he had to instill in me to let me know, you for real are created for greatness. When are you going to realize that you got the greatness on the inside of you already? You just got to take the time to develop it. You got to take the time to recognize it. You got to take the time to grow, to understand, to read, to listen to me, to spend more time with me so that I can be able to talk to you so that you can understand and know my voice and not pay attention to the voices that you shouldn't be listening to. For real.
It's true, but why is the dog growling at me?
Paris is growling at you. Paris, let me tell you, this is how Paris talks, y'all.
What's up?
When she wants something, she growls at us, okay? So I'm thinking right now she wants to eat.
Yeah. Yeah, they've been spoiling Paris, and they've been giving her chicken and rice. So
because she had a little bellyache.
Right.
And now she wants chicken and rice every day.
Yeah. Thank God this is the realest show ever. Well, look, man, here's the thing. I'm going to give you guys one of the keys that unlocks wealth, because what is your interpretation of wealth, right? Because when you think about wealth, it's always money. It's not always money, right?
No, it's not.
It's not always money. Money helps, but it's not always money.
Mm-hmm.
So when we really think about your interpretation of wealth, what is it? Like, if you want to be more wealthy, you need to become more grateful.
Right.
Right. More wealth, more grateful. The more grateful you are, the more wealth you have.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
If you know, I was looking at Pam the other day and I was seeing how hard she was working, doing what she was doing. And I was like, God, I'm so grateful for this woman right here. Because she does things that I couldn't, that I don't do that. Whatever I slip at, she grabs. Right. So
teamwork.
I'm always grateful for her. So if I'm grateful for her and I want to let her know I'm grateful for her on national radio, so that now if I'm grateful for her, then that means that she's going to look to be even more giving.
Absolutely.
To me and keep doing what she's doing because it's encouraging to her when you're grateful. Now,
right.
If you're grateful, be grateful for whatever you have.
Absolutely.
Right? Whatever you have, be grateful. If you got $10 in the bank, say, God, thank you for them $10 in the bank, because that could be $0.
Absolutely.
In the bank. Sometimes, Pam, we get so caught up on looking for more that we forget to be thankful for what we have. And that happens, and you become ungrateful. And what happens is when you become ungrateful, can you not jump up there? What is the problem? I'm like, you're having a challenge, vertical challenge moment. Go ahead. So anyway, when you become ungrateful, then your hand is like this, right? You're ungrateful because you're holding on to what you got, right? I could never tell Pam that I respect and love her and I'm thankful for her, and because I don't want her to you know, I don't want to say, you know, I don't want her to think that I'm a punk. You know, or something like that. But I also don't want just give her no accolades. I'm gonna give her no accolades and tell her anything that's good, right?
Right.
So now somebody else tells her that, you know what, you're awesome. Yeah, I appreciate you so much, and I never tell her that. That's a problem. I'm being ungrateful. She doesn't want to give anything to me. She doesn't want to do anything for me. There is no aspirations, no inspiration for her to continually do what she does on top of the fact that this is just what I'm supposed to do, right? So be grateful to get more wealth. Now, we can put that on all different planes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Monetary, spiritual,
right?
I mean, physical.
Yes.
And God, I thank you for the health that I have. You know, Pam and I, we just, you know, did another, got more insurance and did another, another insurance exam, right? And I got to tell you, man, my heart goes out to people because they ran down a whole long list of stuff,
right?
You know, and they were like, and I was like, is that even a illness?
Right. We,
I
like,
didn't know. I'm like, my gosh, that's
you,
a lot.
Right. You.
And
right.
And we were able to say no,
everything.
To everything. And I'm sitting there like, God, thank you.
That's,
you know,
right,
for,
you gotta be grateful.
Yeah, thank you for a lifestyle of moving and physical lifestyle.
Right.
Thank you for great products that we put on the inside of our body. God, thank you for the mindset to understand how to eat right so that these answers aren't yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? And like I said, again, my heart goes out to the people that are struggling with different illnesses, but we're here to tell you there's help. And there's something that you can do. The law of attraction even works from a physical perspective, right? So how do you get a great health into your life? First of all, you got to be happier,
right?
You got to smile more. Scientific evidence has shown, right?
That's right.
Scientific evidence has shown that the more you smile, the longer you live.
Yes.
Right?
Smile. Y'all smile. Y'all looking at us smile. Have take your time
smiled
to smile right now.
Yeah, right. Have you ever smiled at somebody?
Laugh.
Has somebody ever smiled at you and you just smiled back? You like, you don't even know.
Right.
Somebody ever laughed. They said, you just saw a smile. You like, I don't even know what the heck I'm smiling. But they smiled.
Yes.
And so I'm a smile. You know, and it was a lady that opened, that held the door for me the other day.
Uh-huh.
Right. And she held the door and I was walking out the door and she was smiling the whole time. She was just like holding the door, smiling. And I was like, man, that is awesome. I said, I haven't had anybody smile like that. Just a perfect stranger smile like that at me in a long time. She was like, really? And I was, she was like, I smile all the time. And I was like, oh my gosh. And I just started smiling.
Right.
I'm like, I'm walking to the
it's
truck.
Contagious.
I'm walking to the truck like, why the heck am I smiling? It was crazy, but it's contagious. The
it
law
is.
Of attraction
absolutely
works. And it works when you use it above all of the other things that you go through.
Yes.
Right? Right. So being wealthy means you have to be more grateful.
Absolutely.
You get more wealth. Guys, putting taking action in what you want, you know, takes focus.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So as you focus on the things that you want, now you're not constantly changing directions.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So when you constantly change directions, that means you don't really know what you want. Right. So if you start doing that, I'm not talking about having multiple. Oh, he's saying if you have multiple streams of income. No, that's not what I'm saying.
No, you better have multiple streams of income.
Right. But what I'm saying is that when you focus on what you want,
right.
If you have three streams of income, right now, and you say, okay, I know what I want in this one, I know what I want in that one, and I know what I want in that one. And if you make that so shallow, once you hit it, now what? Right. So we always talk about dreaming big.
Right.
Think big, dream big. So when you think big, dream big, you set a goal for yourself that it scares you when you think about achieving it. And you almost think that, man, I'll never achieve this, but I'm going to die trying.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So you're that's what I mean by stop changing directions constantly. Right.
Every
so
time the wind
know
blows.
What you want. Every time the wind blows, you know, one day you wake up, you're one person. Another day you wake up, you're someone else. Right. So what actions are you taking to get there? What satisfaction do you have? When you break these words down, ladies and gentlemen, satisfaction means you're satisfied with your action, right? So what actions are you taking that's satisfying you, that's saying, you know what, I feel good
right.
about what I'm doing. I'm speaking the right things into my life, you know, saying that I am doing something as opposed to I am going to. No, I am doing it. Like I'm saying, I am.
It's a huge difference.
Yeah, I am making me a cup of coffee. Even before I even make me a cup of coffee, I'm already there. I'm already doing it. It solidifies it in my mind. And it for me, it grabs a hold. I am making a cup of coffee. I'm not going to tell myself, I'm going to make me a cup of coffee at some point in time. There's a lot of
right. It's not. It's
right.
not definite.
It's not definite
of purpose. So when you're definite in your purpose and you know exactly what you want and you now put it into action, because that's too far, that may never happen.
You may never
get to make that cup of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because you don't know exactly what you want and what you want to accomplish, it's open-ended. And so therefore it's not going to be solidified to being something that you're able to accomplish.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the first step is knowing that you can. Before anything
yes.
else happens, before you even start to say, okay, I'm going to start speaking these positive affirmations into my life and I'm going to stay positive, I'm going to stay grateful, you have to first know that you can.
Right. right.
Your goals, your aspirations, how you get to those goals and aspirations has nothing to do with how Pam and I get to ours.
Right.
Right. Our goals may not even line up with your goals. It doesn't matter. What are your goals? What do you want? You sit down, you write this stuff down, you figure out this is what I want, this is how I want to get it, this is when I'm going to get it, and this is the action I'm going to put forth to get it.
Mm-hmm.
And when you know those things, that brings clarity. Clarity gives you the foundation to create.
That's right.
Right?
Yes.
Clarity gives you the foundation to create.
Mm-hmm.
Now you know where you're going. So now you can sit down and you can say, you can be sitting there watching something saying, I am created for greatness. I am humble.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm already wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
When you're saying all of this stuff, you're telling the universe, you're telling God that I'm receiving what you have.
Right.
For me, right.
I am.
I'm not receiving what somebody else says that you can give me. No, I'm receiving what me and you talked about.
Right.
This is what we talk about.
Mm-hmm.
So when I told you that I wanted, you know, I told you I wanted a 7-bedroom mansion. I'm already staying in that thing right now. This is beautiful.
You already see yourself walking through it.
You already see yourself walking through it. And what happens is when you affirm so positively with such clarity what you want, you see it. You see the color of the shutters. You see the siding. You see how the windows look. You see how many car garages in that thing. You know, you see how the driveway looks. You see it. You pictured it. That's the law of attraction, ladies and gentlemen. That's clarity. The clarity, guys, in the vision that you see, ladies and gentlemen, it gives you the action to say, you know what? It gives you the clarity to say, let me put the action forward getting this because it's so clear. You ever thought about a, something that you really, really love to eat and you started to taste it? Yeah, when you think that's clarity right there, right?
I'm sure they can
vision.
Relate to food.
Yeah, you can relate
they
to food.
They all can relate to
I
food.
I tell you right,
right
now, I love red velvet cake, and when I talk about it, I can taste it. It's like I can taste the hint of the icing and the walnuts in it and the buttercream in it. I can taste it. It's the clarity of it. Pam knows exactly how I want it.
Right.
She knows exactly how I want to eat it. I don't want the walnuts too big. She knows I want them chopped up some. She knows that I want the cake moist. I don't want it like that super fluorescent red. I like the deep red.
A little more cocoa.
With a little more cocoa. Has a hint of chocolate in it. She know, cause
right.
She knows how I like it because I know.
Right.
How I like it.
Absolutely.
And how I like my red velvet cake may not be how you like yours.
Right.
You may not even like it. But what is your vision and how clear is it to you? Right? So you first have to believe.
That's true.
That you can.
That's right. Belief is the first step. Without that, nothing is impossible. All things are possible to those that believe, okay? And when we understand that, then you'll be able to now attract the things that you want to attract in your life. But without belief, nothing is possible. You're just spinning your wheels in life because you don't even believe that you can have the things, you can do the things, you can become the things. And I know that because that was once me. I wanted things, but I really didn't believe wholeheartedly that it could be me, that I could change. But again, I had to work on the inside. Once I worked on the inside, that's when things began to change. That's when life began to look differently,
right.
You know, really, because I worked on me.
Right.
So, and that's what it really boils down to. That belief is everything. You got to have it. Without it, so you got to do what's necessary in order to increase your belief. So what are you doing in your life? To be able to do exactly that, to increase your belief. And I can tell you some of the things that I had to do was I had to speak the things that I was not. All right. Faith. I had to believe and activate faith in order to believing that, you know what, I can be these things. And as I did it,
you had to know, you had to sell yourself. On
right.
It first.
Absolutely. I had to sell myself. Right. That's how I can get up every day and jump up and down and speak the, and, you know, and just say, you know what, I today is my day. You know, I got this. I'm a winner. I'm a champion because you know what? There was a time in my life where I didn't believe these things, but I spoke them anyway. And as I began to speak them, I began to now put forth the action in order to, you know, become a winner, in order to become a champion. So I had to listen. I had to read. I had to do all kinds of things, work on me that time alone, for real, to where you turn off all the noise and learn how to, for real, not allow any negativity into your life. That's one of the things. I don't like negativity. When people start to bring negativity, I kind of like crawl up into a little ball. Okay, like for real, I have to move it out of my way. And what will happen is I just begin to distance myself, even when it comes time to, you know, even in what we do, you know, as far as business, you know, things are going to happen, right? What's the solution? How are we going to fix this? Let's not dwell on the problem. Let's dwell on the solution, okay, so that now we can quickly turn this thing into a positive thing. So I don't like to, you know, dwell on the negativity because when you dwell on the negativity, then it's going to always be a negative situation. So how are we going to turn this thing around so it could be positive for real?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
Absolutely. I remember I used to tell when you focus on the negative all the time, I used to tell my engineers in corporate America, I used to say, look, don't bring me a problem.
Thank you, sir.
Without a solution.
Right.
Right. If you bring me a problem, have the solution in the other hand. What did that do? Because at first it's coming to my desk. Say, oh, no, this is this. And that is that. I say, okay, so what are we going to do? I don't know. Okay, well, next time, bring me both at the same time.
Right.
Okay. I don't care if you tell me about the problem. And then when you tell me about the problem, then your very next breath should be, I'm working on the solution right now.
Right, absolutely.
Okay? Because when you accentuate anything in your life, it grows.
Absolutely.
So focus more on the solution as opposed to the problem.
Right. What's the solution? What's the positive aspect we could pull from this?
Right.
Okay.
Right. So now we understand.
Please, because negativity will stop you for real. It will take you off your game. You ain't got time for it. You look up, your whole day is gone because you don't focus on the wrong thing. And so, and it can happen to all of us. But you got to know how to shift for real.
Right.
Shift. Get that thing out of your spirit and keep on driving and do what you need to do in order to turn that thing around, in order to accomplish the things that you need to accomplish. You gotta be able to recognize the attacks. They just be attacks. For real. And if you don't recognize the attack, you're going to find yourself in the midst of an attack that you could have taken control over and just moved beyond it. All right. But we got to be able to recognize it because they always going to come. Those attacks are going to come. And we're human. Okay. For real. We all mess up. We make mistakes. But you got to know shift. Not going to deal with it. Let's
absolutely
keep it moving.
So the positivity of it all, shifting
right
in the midst of it.
Right.
And sometimes even removing yourself from it.
Right.
I remember watching a couple of movies. You guys know that I'm a movie person.
Yeah.
I love movies because they challenge
this
my
man
brain
watch
to figure
so many
them
movies
out, right? I love movies. Like, I'm not a sitcom dude. I'm not
a
series
dude. I like sitcoms,
dude,
but I don't
right
watch TV, so
I like movies, right? So I remember watching my favorite movie, which was The Matrix, and I remember how that whole thing played out and people plugged in. And the whole moral of that theme that I got out of that movie, I'm going to give you guys another movie too. The whole moral of that was, you know, defy the things that control the masses, right? The things that control the masses, defy those things.
Mm-hmm.
Don't fall in line with what's controlling the masses of people. And the key word there, ladies and gentlemen, is control. Because when you're being controlled, you cannot have creativity.
No.
You cannot think on your
no
own.
No freedom.
You cannot create what God told you to create. Because every time you're being controlled by something, someone, or a situation, it stunts your creativity.
Yes, it does.
And God cannot use you in that state, right? So the Matrix told me to defy the odds and defy anything that was controlling the masses. And then I thought about another movie, Pamela. This maybe it's an older one, right? It's called Quantum Leap, right? The law of attraction is big on Quantum Leap, right? So the Quantum Leap theory and the law of attraction is exactly what I just said. Define the masses, what controls the masses. So Quantum Leap, the movie was, this guy would start, he was a time. Then he would leap from here, and he would leap 4 years in the past or the future. Right.
Okay.
So that was Quantum Leap. And when you think about what the law of attraction is, you want to be able to attract things into your life as quick as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So you want to apply massive action and massive force on the thing that you want. And now what do you do to apply that math? I'm going to bring up my man, Grant Cardone. He says 10x it.
Right.
You know, 10x it.
10x that.
10x it. This is what you do. Your action that you take is you take it in spite of everything else.
Right.
In spite of you going through what you're going through, in spite of the lights being cut off, in spite of the car running out of gas, in spite of the car payment behind, in spite of the car getting repossessed. I'm on the car a lot. But in spite of everything that you're going through, the drama, all of it, right, you still apply
right
quantum pressure to the thing that you want, and you focus on that,
mm-hmm,
right? So if you're understanding that the inner you is what's going to be manifested to the outer you, then you're not concerned about what anybody else is doing. I saw somebody wrote something the other day, and I read it, and it was talking about how they were so focused on what they were doing right now,
mm-hmm,
right? So focused on what I'm doing right now. You guys are looking at me like right now like I'm a crazy person.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying that, what in the heck is he doing? He doesn't. I can't understand what's going on, and I don't know. I just can't tell what he's doing. It doesn't seem right. It doesn't feel right. I don't know what's happening over there. I hadn't seen him in a minute. I don't know. I've seen him do something, and that don't make sense to me. But guys, how often do you ever see a diamond before it hits the surface, before it's unearthed?
Right.
You never see it.
You don't see it.
Right? It has to go through that pressure process.
They have to. That's how they create it.
So later, so then that's the then. The then was, the pre was, I'm being pressed, which means I'm pressing myself. I'm not waiting on anybody to press me. I'm doing that quantum leap. In order for me to do a quantum leap, guys, I got to press myself.
Mm-hmm.
Self-accountability.
That's
so now
right.
I'm pressing myself under pressure that I've created,
right,
in a situation that I control, and I let people in, and you do, you, if you're coming in here, this is what you're doing.
Right.
Okay. And we're gonna become a diamond together, right? So we're pressing together and we're under the earth, and now all of a sudden, now you've got the diamond.
Mm-hmm.
Now everybody's ooh,
right, but they don't know what that
beautiful
diamond had to go through.
It's sparkling. They know that they don't know what it had to go through, but they know that it underwent some pressure.
It had to.
But they forget about the pressure.
Right.
All they know is they see the diamond.
Yes.
And it's so beautiful. And they forget about the story,
mm-hmm,
and they just focus on the glory.
Mm-hmm.
But your story is what created the foundation.
Absolutely.
The clarity that you had to create that foundation is what created the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody didn't have to understand it.
Right.
You understood it. Because remember, I spoke to you. I'm speaking to you right now.
Right.
And we always do these things that make us seem profound, but we say these things, but we really don't do it. Right, it's like, God, you know what you told me. God be like, no, I don't, because we ain't talking in a minute. Right, you just doing that because everybody else is watching.
Right,
right. But do you really have those conversations and say, God, this is what I want, because this is the way to my purpose, the purpose that you gave me. This is how this feels to me. So no matter what, I'm going to keep pressing, and when I keep pressing, guys, I'm going to attract the people for that situation.
Mm.
The law of attraction even works in the trenches, right? When you're in the trenches, you attract other people,
right,
that want to get in the trenches.
Get in the trenches with you.
I heard a great man once say, you don't have to make a hungry person eat. You don't have to make a thirsty person drink.
Right.
They're hungry, so they eat. They're thirsty, so they're going to drink.
Right.
Right? If you are deploying the law of attraction in your life, the law of attraction works in the trenches. And so that's below ground, and it works above ground. But here's the thing. This is where a lot of people miss it. And this is getting good. This is where a lot of people miss it. When they see the post results of what happened, they emulate that instead of this.
Right.
And this is where this was created.
Right. So then there's no foundation.
So then there's no foundation. You'll never have this until you do this.
Right. And that's the part that people don't want to do. They don't want to go down into the trenches. They don't,
mm-hmm,
want to go down below the ground, because that is where the stretching, that's where the pain is going to happen. That's where the growth takes place. And so you got to be down in the trenches in order to now begin to become the thing that you want to become, in order to now attract those things. But people don't like pain. Nobody likes pain. But at the end of the day, that is the only way that you can truly shine. That is the only way that you can truly understand what you have on the inside. Is we got to be willing to get dirty. We got to be willing to go into the trenches in order to become the very thing that we need to become. But many times people don't want to go through that process,
mm-hmm,
right? I know I didn't. I didn't want to go through that process. But once I realized that, you know what, I have to. It's not an option, okay?
Right.
You cannot get to the glory without having some type of story. You cannot, you know, be able to have a message, you know, unless we get through the mess that we've created,
mm-hmm,
and now become and now go and do the things that's necessary in order for us to now become what we need to become. So, but that's it.
So let's
Nobody
talk
wants
about
pain.
That. Let's talk about that, because let's talk about how people, why don't people understand the process and when you really think about that question,
right,
it's crazy, because, you know, that was once us, so we can identify, right? We don't understand the process. Everything that's going on in the process doesn't have to be given accolades by people on the outside. Your process is what you go through. I'm speaking to somebody out there right now, because you're going through a process. You're doing some stuff right now that nobody else sees, right? And you're not looking for the reward right now, right? All you know is that you're in the trenches.
Mm-hmm.
I'm grinding right now.
Mm-hmm.
I got some self-accountability.
Mm-hmm.
I'm focused. I'm accountable to me,
mm-hmm,
right now. And if I can build this foundation, if it takes 6 months or if it takes a year, it's 6 months or a year out of my life that was worth me sacrificing to get a lifelong a reward,
mm-hmm,
right? And that's what this thing is all about. How hard are you pressing yourself now? The harder you press now, the beautiful, the more shiny a diamond you're going to be, right? So,
but a lot of people don't press.
No,
a lot of people
because
don't press
because it hurts, It hurts it, and it makes you uncomfortable.
Because we're taught to think that we got to settle for whatever is thrown our way in life. You know, it's for real. That's what we're taught these things.
Right.
You know, to not really realizing that we have so much more for us to do than to get up and to build somebody else's dream and to never manifest our own dreams. Mm-hmm. And so it's the mindset, it's the mentality of the world. And so you find yourself in a position to where you're just settling for whatever life is throwing you, not realizing that you got the power to say, you know what, today I'm going to make a change. I'm going to take control. Today I'm going to press. I'm going to make sure that no matter what I got to do on a daily basis, I'm not going to forget about my goals, my dreams. Yes, I may have to get up and go to this job that, you know, I need in order to provide for my family right now. But what am I going to do? But the problem is that settling mindset making you feel like, oh, I don't have enough time, or, oh, I'm too old, or, you know what, oh, I'm tired. And so now what happens is you give yourself to the very thing too much, and now you don't take the time to get yourself down into the trenches to understanding that, you know what, for real, we got the power to change. That's the reason why the dreams, you know, so many dreams are in the graveyard and never get manifested, because of the fact that we just settle in life and never stretch ourselves, never want to get down into the trenches to doing more. And God is saying, you know what, you take a step, I'm going to take a step. I'm going to take two steps with you. So you got to take some action. If we don't take the action and understanding that we got to go through the pain, stretch ourselves, grow through some things, do some things, then guess what? We're going to find ourselves in the same position, never really becoming all that he created us to be.
Absolutely. And that's a waste.
It's a waste.
It really is. And it's the hardest thing sometimes for people to get. And we know how that struggle is. You know, I was so proud. We really took a good look at our daughter Zaria yesterday, and she came out, and I'm like, girl, you getting so skinny. I'm like, what in the world? She's like, she won't tell us how much weight she's lost.
She's gonna get you right now.
Yeah, I know she's gonna get me, but that's all right. But I still don't know how much, because she said, I'm not telling you how much I weigh until I get to my target weight.
It's been a struggle for her. We watch our own daughter struggle.
But she won't eat the bad things anymore. She's created the right habits. She's taking these products faithfully, you know. But why is she doing that? Because she's focused. She has a vision. She sees how clear it is, the body that she wants, and she's going for that body, right? And I think, you know, and I'll let you guys in. Right now, Pam and I are doing a program.
Why am I tearing up about that?
And yeah, I know, because we know the struggle.
We know the struggle,
right? She got some of them McCray jeans, and McCray jeans. You know, you get a little thick with them jeans. But when you know, those are the Thomas jeans on my mom's side. But anyway, when you think about what we're doing right now, we're doing a program, and in this program, I think it's, I gotta tell you, it's hard.
There's no joke.
It's hard, and I think I'm on like day 22, 23 or something.
Ooh,
like that.
You really passed me up.
Yeah, but let me tell you, I'm gonna tell you how this thing works.
I'm on day 16.
So how this thing works. What's always on the outside may not be on the inside.
Right.
So you have to take a vow to say, I have to fix what's on the inside first before I fix the outside. And the outside is gonna be fine once you fix the inside. So I had to fix my. I turned 51, right? And I told myself, dang, that you're getting old. Then I said, no, you're not getting old. Stop saying that, right? So then I had to change my mindset, and I had to start doing this program. And I'm like, and one of my weak points is abs, right? And I'm sitting there and I'm doing these abs, and he has you do these heel touches, and he has you do these reverse crunches, and they don't look hard, but when you focus on that muscle group and doing the exercise the right way, it hurts.
Feel like you've never been in the gym before.
Yeah. Then he had me doing these windshield wipers with my legs in the air side to side. So I was doing this, Pam, and I'm sitting there like, oh my gosh, I want to quit.
Right.
This hurts so bad.
Yes.
Right. And when I first started, it didn't. It hurt really, really bad. But I was able. Yesterday, I went in, did the exercise, and it was another day. It was a low rep day, but it was the same abs, right? But I found myself doing four sets of the abs, and I was like, this is easier than it was when I first
when you first
started.
Did it. Yeah, because that's growth.
Right, it's growth, mm-hmm. and we have to be willing to take the hits mm-hmm. in the trenches to do what's right. What's your dream? What's your vision? Some of you guys out there got a vision for something, and nobody else understands it right now. That's okay. Only two people have to understand this. That's between you and God.
Absolutely.
Right? They God gave
it to
you.
Don't worry about nobody else.
You understand why he gave it to you. The purpose is there. Move on it. Mm-hmm. Right? Move on it. And here's the thing. Here's the key. I heard somebody say one time, you know, it was funny. I forget who it was that said it in the, I think it was, yeah, I'm on Sue today, but I think she's on here, so she'll know exactly what I'm saying. Said, when God gave me the vision, he didn't check my bank account, you know. And I'm like, no, he checked your bank account. He knew you didn't have what you needed to do what he wanted you to do. And that's why he told you to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because he knew you didn't have what you needed.
Right.
Right? He knew to have what you thought you needed.
Right.
Right? But he knew you had what you needed to start.
Absolutely.
Right?
You
the rest comes. The rest comes.
Yes.
See, we get to that point in life, guys, to where we see a thing and we see the principle of what creates that thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we just want the thing. We don't want to plug into the principles that create that thing. I can't tell you how many in our
Process.
Industry, I can't tell you how many. Pam and I have made almost $3 million in the course of 5 years here at TLC. And people will call us up and it never ceases to amaze me, Pam, that people will ask, what do you do to get success? And you tell them exactly what they need to do because you've done it. And they do the exact opposite.
Right.
I'm just amazed. I'm like, I said, just do what I'm telling you to do because I know where you are. And Pam, I hear Pam, I'm telling people the same thing. Just do
like
this,
a broken record.
This and this.
I could talk to y'all in my sleep because we say the same thing over.
And I'm sitting there like, why won't you do it?
Again.
But I kind of know
fact,
why.
Some of y'all I've been on the phone sleep with. Y'all didn't even realize it.
I'm nudging her like, girl, wake up. She's like, yeah, right. But it's crazy though. But I know why, because I've been there and I understand. Here's the thing, we understand that not everybody ready to be an entrepreneur.
Right.
To be an entrepreneur, man, you got to be a self starter.
You do.
You have to have good aptitude,
mm-hmm.
right? You don't have to know everything. You just got to go.
Right.
You gotta, that's
that
the beautiful
drive.
Thing about
you gotta
it.
Be,
yeah, you got to be hungry.
You got to be hungry.
You got
to
be thirsty. Yeah, you got to be at that
you
point of your life, man.
Eat.
Yeah, I'm just talking about an entrepreneur.
Otherwise, please keep the daytime
right.
job.
I'm talking about a good entrepreneur. Good entrepreneurs are hungry,
yes.
right? Now, when you think about that, I told Pam, I said, and I've told quite a few of y'all, I said, man, you got to find people that are hungry.
Mm-hmm.
You got to find people that are willing to practice the principles to get to the promise,
mm-hmm.
not people that just want to jump onto the promise.
Right?
If you find people that are hungry, you rarely have to tell them what to do.
That's right. They just going to do.
They just do.
Just ignorance on fire. Just
right.
move.
They just go. And we say it all the time. You don't have to know to go. You don't have to know to go. You just got to go to grow.
Right.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
All you got to do is go. And the easiest part of what we do, we always talk about our business and we kind of gravitated over to direct sales and network marketing. Some of you aren't a part of that. Some of you, you know, are. But the easiest thing in our industry is we always say that you can be straight out of jail or fresh out of Yale.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter. You can do network marketing because it's a people business.
Right.
And if you have a great product that's in demand, well, common sense tells me, and I've since learned that common sense just isn't common.
Mm-hmm.
So we teach common sense now, right? So common sense says that you should expose those products to more and more and more people. Because the more people you expose what you have to that you know works, then the more money you stand to make, the
That's
more exposure
anything.
You have. That's in anything.
The
but here's the thing.
And what
some
we do
things
apply
don't.
To every area.
Yeah. But here's the thing, though. It's traditional business.
Right.
And then there's network marketing.
Right.
Two completely different animals.
Absolutely.
So you have to understand that this was created for the person that has the smallest mind to the person that has the greatest mind. And the only two differentiations in that is money and money. How much money do you want to make? How quick do you want to close that gap? The quicker you increase and fix your mindset, the quicker you close that gap. And when you've got people in front of you that have told you how to do something, then why not just follow that recipe? Pam, if Pam makes my red velvet cake and she doesn't follow that recipe,
it's not gonna taste the same.
And I'm gonna be like, and she know me, I'm not gonna say, baby, this is awesome, this is great. I'm gonna be like, nah, baby, this is a little dry.
A tablespoon of vanilla, it's done.
Yeah, this is a little dry. The icing is way too sweet. I'm gonna tell her because I want her to know.
Right.
So there's principles to everything, guys. Let me give y'all these in a nutshell, okay? Know what you truly want. Okay, it's five of them. Okay. Mm-hmm. Know what you truly want. There can be no gray areas.
Right.
You gotta know where you want it, what you want. What's the puzzle picture? Get the box, put it up, say, this is what I want right here. Okay.
That's right.
So be clear. Focus on gratitude and positive self-talk. Okay. I don't care if you verbally say it out your mouth or you think it. It's the same thing. Okay. Be intentional with your when you're communicating with people about what you want, right? When you're communicating with people about what you want, then you have to know what you want, and you communicate it clearly. People always say, well, you know, Nate, is no nonsense. That's because I don't have time for miscommunication.
Right.
If I want you to do something and there's a reason behind it, I'm just going to tell you what you need to do. If I use this because I always use it. You know, if you say you want to lose some weight, I'm going to tell you stop eating so much. That's clear, right? Stop eating so much. Eat the right things,
right?
You're eating the wrong stuff. Eat the right things. That's
right.
Not mean. That's clear, concise communication,
right?
People can't handle that. That's what makes people fall off. But the people in your business that you're telling these things, you're like, okay, are they going to take this or they're not? And the people that don't take it, they guess what? They're going to shake out of this thing, and you're going to keep on telling people the right things. The people that are going to they're going to stick and stay.
Mm-hmm.
The people that can't handle what you're saying, they're not ready for where you're going.
Right.
Right. So you don't roll with those people. You can't drag 100 people trying to get where you want to go when you've got 3 or 4 or 5 people that are like sold out for it. It's not fair to them.
That's right.
Right. It's not fair. The law of attraction says you're going to get what you put out. And if you put out that you got a mamby-pamby culture over here and we just let anybody drag us down, then guess what? That's what you're going to get.
That's what you're going to get all day long.
So be intentional with your communications. Visualize your success. We've drove that point home 1,000 times. Visualize your success. Already be in that thing. No matter what it is, in spite of what you're going through, visualize it and take action to get it, right? And the last one is accountability is key.
As everything.
Accountability is key.
That's right.
Accountability is key.
You can have all of that stuff, and if you don't hold yourself accountable,
right,
it don't even matter. You're gonna find yourself getting up every day and starting over every single day. So, but when you have a level of accountability, now you're going to be able to do all the things that Nate just mentioned. But it first starts with, you know, number one, you having that belief. So when you have that belief and you understand that everything starts from the inside out, and now you're getting up and you're holding self accountable, stop waiting for somebody else to hold you accountable. Instead, you got to start with holding yourself accountable. And when you hold yourself accountable, now you'll be able to do the things. You'll be able to be intentional. You'll be able to make sure that you keep the vision in front of you, making sure that it's clear, that you got clarity in the vision because you know exactly what you want. So therefore, you're going to get up every day, and now you're going to take the actions necessary in order to grow, in order to move yourself forward, in order to now become what you need to become so that you can attract the things that you want to attract into your life. It's real simple. It really is. It's just a matter of putting forth the work, making sure that you got the right energy, making sure that you got the positive mental attitude, that PMA is strong, right?
Come on.
Keeping it positive in every aspect of your life, not allowing any type of negativity to come into your life to take you off your game. If it's negative, you know, you stop it. You move on. You move past it because all it's doing is holding you up for that given moment, and you're not moving forward. So you got to get rid of it, figure out the solution, understanding that, you know what, there's no problems out there. There's some challenges that's going to come our way on this journey, but you know what, there is a solution for it. What are we going to do? How are we going to react to it? Okay, because that's what it's all about. It's all about our reactions and how we handle certain things as we're now moving forward, as we are on this journey, right? Because it's all about the journey. It's not about the destination. You're going to get to the destination if you embrace the journey, if you understand that you got to get down in the trenches, just like we talked about, knowing that it's not just going to be thrown into us. We're not just going to end up where we want to be. We got to go through the process. Mm-hmm. We got to put in the work. We got to grow. We got to become. And now as we give out, as we sow, we're going to reap. So whatever we're sowing, that's what we're going to reap. So what are you sowing today? Take that thing and 10x it and make sure that you sow and you get up every day and you keep on watering that thing so that now it can grow and you're now attracting the very thing that's back in your life.
Absolutely, man. Look, it's an honor, man,
talking
to you guys this morning. You know, about the law of attraction, because you said it's more than life, not exactly what you want. Now, putting out that same energy every day.
Together.